proclamation number 4115 dated the September 1st, 1947. Take this and eat. This is my flesh and my blood. Single quote. I call to my own. Prepare yourselves and consider that you will soon be called back and need to proceed with the work for which I have hired you. The days are counted and only a few are still granted to you. Then the truth of my word will be proven to you and you will become strong in faith. However, until then you will still be subject to many different internal as well as external problems, so that you will join me increasingly more sincerely and I can grant you the strength which will enable you to stand up to all opposition and become willing laborers for me. I persistently urge you to work diligently at improving your soul, for I know how important it is that you don't become half-hearted. I myself am with you and, time and again, direct your thoughts to the spiritual kingdom. I motivate you to seek contact with it and send messengers from the kingdom of light to meet you, who will always instruct you according to your understanding. And I myself will enlighten you about anything you desire to know. It is not my will that you should be troubled by doubts, hence I want to dispel them by conveying the pure truth to you. So once you are enlightened and convinced that you possess the truth, it will be easy to work for me, for then you will also advocate what I teach through my spirit within the person. And this speaks in you as I myself would speak to you or I among you. Consequently, you can always ask me questions and the right answer will come to you. For as soon as you are called, you must defer your earthly task and first comply with my request through the inner voice. First of all, I want to remove any doubt that still burdens you and that you shall discard. I want to answer your questions even if you don't ask them out loud, for I am aware of your most secret thoughts, of your strength of will and your faith. Firstly, keep to my word which is offered to you from above. This word comes from me directly or is offered to you through beings of light, which only comply with my will and educate you according to my instructions. The man Jesus taught in the same way on earth, for he was also a being of light and spoke to people on my behalf, thus likewise according to my will. Hence, his word was the same word that came forth from me and therefore he could rightfully say, anyone who hears me hears the Father, for the Father and I are one. Single quote. My voice sounded in him, my strength was active in him and my spirit completely filled the man Jesus, who, thus permeated by me, was completely united with me. And this complete unity was the result of an exemplary life of love, a life of selfless neighborly love, as I demand of all people who want to become perfect. A life of love therefore results in total unity with me and this, in turn, the mediation of my word, the emanation of myself. I am the word, therefore the word is God. Receiving and accepting the word is spiritual nourishment. It is the bread from heaven which is offered by me myself to someone who is hungry and thirsty for it. And when I offer people the bread from heaven I say, take this and eat, that is my flesh and my blood. After all, I myself am the word, flesh and blood in the spiritual sense. On the occasion of a physical meal, the supper with my disciples, I tried to explain to them the spiritual meal. I wanted to encourage them to accept spiritual nourishment more often, to enjoy my flesh and my blood in remembrance of me. Since then they would always be able to unite with me and be full of strength. The fact that I broke the earthly bread and drank actual wine with my disciples at the same time was of no great importance, for my disciples understood my meaning because they were spiritually awakened, They lived a life of love and therefore also understood my figurative comparison. Besides, they were meant to take me as an example. They were meant to share all possessions with fellow human beings in need of them, to feed them physically and spiritually, and I linked it to the promise of giving myself to them. They should find unity with me through distributing everything they possessed and their neighbor lacked in order to receive my word, through which I reveal myself to all those who are united with me through works of love. I did not prevent people from using my words to create a process which can only be regarded as a purely external one, which can only be said to have been metaphorically carried out if a person has secured my presence first through a life of love, nor will I ever prevent it, so as not to curtail your freedom of will. However, I will always provide people with the right explanation through other spiritually enlightened people, who therefore have the right understanding of my words and will pass them on. However, without the right understanding they will merely be an insignificant formality which only gains in value if the spiritual meaning is observed, if people hunger and thirst for accepting my word. If they thus let themselves be nourished by me with the bread from heaven, with my flesh and my blood, in order to be and forever remain united with me. Amen.